This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline Anuma with you in the evening edition. Lynn Monk joins us from the news desk for our market wrap. Before we take a look at Bursa, the Wall Street Journal reports Starbucks China may be teaming up with Alibaba's food delivery unit. Let me see if I can get this right. They're called Ulama to deliver coffee on demand. I like the idea of coffee on demand. What can you tell us, Lynn?
I like the name, Ulama.
Ulama? No, Ulama.
Ulama, sorry.
Ulama. Yes. So this is a source story. The WSJ and local Chinese media have been reporting that the deal is set to be announced later this week, with delivery starting this fall. So it's basically, it's a meeting of giants in China.
Right.
Starbucks is the biggest coffee provider in China by a mile.
Amazing.
They have a 58.6% market share. And this is compared to McCafe, which is a very distant second with a 6% market share, and UK brand Costa Coffee in third with 3%. So you're pairing up Starbucks with Ulama, which was acquired by Alibaba earlier this year. It operates in 670 cities and over 1,000 counties all over China. Starbucks has had delivery in the cards for a while. Last year, the company said expanding into delivery was not a question of if, but when. So the partnership with Ulama could be a good boost, especially since news of the partnership comes on the heels of a sales decline for Starbucks in China.
Yeah, but Starbucks isn't the first to break into this whole on-demand coffee delivery sector in the country, right? Because I think there's another coffee chain doing something similar called Luckin Coffee.
Yeah, it's true. Luckin Coffee is a startup based in Beijing with operations also in Shanghai. They started operations early this year, and 44% of their shops as of June are effectively takeout kitchens. So coffee is delivered mainly by courier, and if your order isn't there within half an hour, it's free.
Nice.
So they were quite early to jump on the delivery bandwagon and have set themselves up as a rival to Starbucks, though it's worth saying that Luckin has also filed a lawsuit against Starbucks alleging monopolistic practices in China. However this goes, the Starbucks-Ulama partnership will be quite interesting to watch. For Ulama, it could also be a platform to expand into on-demand delivery of other items, not just food.
Yeah, and for me it's very interesting about coffee as well, because time is a factor, especially either whether it's hot or cold, right?
Pretty
because
much, yeah.
You know, your frappuccinos can melt and become watery.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's nothing worse than getting a cold latte. So speed and logistics... I can't imagine what that'll be like in somewhere in a country like China,
yes,
where the cities are so congested, where traffic is
well.
So bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, they'll just say that it's out of their freshness zone. You know, there are people who do that.
Oh, yeah. And then they cannot deliver to you.
Like. Yeah.
You very say disappointing. That, Caroline, you say that as if someone who's been burned.
I've been burned many times. I'm looking
now,
at you. You know who you are.
Let's move on to Bursa. I heard some news about Petaling Tin today. What's happening with them?
Petaling Tin has announced that their shares will be suspended effective Friday following a takeover offer by gaming tycoon Tan Sri Dr. Chen Lip Kiong. They closed unchanged today at 39.5 cents.
Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that market wrap. Don't go anywhere. This is the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.